So welcome back to Let's Talk HCS. In this episode, we wanted to introduce you to a number of students across Hamilton County to really highlight the amazing things that our kids are doing in a number of schools. And we're going to introduce you to five students in this episode. To start off with, we're here at the Howard School. You got to say it right.
The Howard School
with Esteban, who is a junior, and Brenda, who is a senior. So thank you guys for joining us. So the Howard School is a place that has a ton of history, a really long-standing tradition in this community. Before we get really in-depth about what you guys are doing, tell us about like just your experience at Howard. Is it something you've enjoyed? How long have you been here? What do you think about Howard?
Well, when I think about Howard, I think about community and respect. It's a beautiful community. I've been here since I was a freshman, so it's like an honor to be able to represent Howard, and you know, in every aspect. Yeah. I think teachers here really get to connect with other students, and we get to form this beautiful relationship with them.
Good.
I've also been here since my freshman year. I've got to see, like, it's changed a lot since my freshman year. Like, in my first year here, we actually had uniform, and that's one change that we actually made. We got to talk about, like, whether we had the choice to choose between, like, if we wanted uniform and then not, if we didn't want it anymore. And we actually got rid of uniform, I think, sophomore year, so... I don't know what year that was, but yeah.
So you're bringing up changes. I know you both are involved in leadership here, right?
Sorry, yes.
And we were talking about this earlier, but the Howard leadership team is well established. You guys do a lot in the community, but you also do a lot here at Howard in terms of trying to like shape the experience of other students. What does leadership at Howard mean?
Oh, nice question. Well, outside of being on the leadership team, I mean, starts by trying to encourage other to the right thing, to get into like to the right path. And I think being on the leadership team kind of gives you like a gives me this pressure to be a role model to other students. I mean, it's a fun experience we get to discuss and interact with other students around the district, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah,
we get to make like great connections with other students, because students from other schools actually get to visit our schools too, so then they could see how we are.
Yeah, I think it's really fun to compare other schools to our school, especially when we have visitors here from other schools. I really feel proud for being at Howard, because we got all these great opportunities that other schools don't get to have. So it feels very, very good to be here.
And you get like, not only do people come here to visit, like other leadership groups from different schools, not even just Hamilton County, but some private schools as well. But you guys, you go to their schools as well, some, right?
We do. I believe, when was it last? No, it was.
Yeah, it was last week. We went to GPS.
Yeah.
And we got to see the differences between our school and your school. It had a lot of differences. And I've seen... One difference that I've seen is that they actually have a lot more clubs. So I'm trying to see if we could bring a change into that, like to here.
Like after school clubs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's very different when you go to a public school than a private school. You really like notice the difference between it. But for Howard, being a public school is like very, very good. Feels like a private school to me.
Yeah. One of the things, Esteban, I know you're involved in welding, and that's an experience that... you know, could lead to a career, but it's an opportunity here at Howard that I don't know that a lot of people know that we have. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in that program, and what do you think about it?
The program is pretty good. I feel it has a lot of potential to get students to be prepared for the future. I've been in there since the last year. There's three stages in it. There's a prom class, which is a principle of manufacturing. That's where you get your OSHA certification to be able to, once you get your OSHA certification, you go to welding one. Mm-hmm. And that's when you actually start putting hands on trying to weld. That's what I'm currently doing. And for next year, I'm going to be on welding two. It's pretty fun experience. It's not like a regular learning class. You put hands on welding, and yeah, it gets you prepared for the future.
So OSHA certification, and then in the second class, you're actually like,
yeah, welding,
got the mask on and doing the whole thing.
Here at Howie, we have many welders, many graduates that came out of that class. A lot of valedictorians came out of that class.
What are you talking about, Aiden? The valedictorian?
Yes. Many of
Was that the welding program?
Yeah. Most of the valedictorians we have here at Howard came from that class.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. I think students come out of that class earning like $21, $17 per hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps them find jobs outside of class. There's like the other Future Ready Institutes.
Yeah, we not only have that one. We have welding. What else do we have?
Hospitality.
Hospitality and tourism.
Yeah, tourism.
You got a healthcare too, right?
Yes, Erlanger Healthcare.
Yeah. That partnership with Erlanger is big. And the other ones are too. They're all big. But what's neat about it is it gives you the opportunity to like go and do an internship off campus work. Do you have any friends that are doing off campus work experiences?
They are doing tomorrow, I think, is the first time doing going to Erlanger to do clinicals. So they're very excited for that.
Good.
Yes. There's also pretty smart people in there. One of my friends, she's the second one ranked in my class. She loves being in there. So it's a class that she was a freshman. They got her into that, and she can't stop being in there.
Yeah, that's great. So just found out you're second in your class?
Yeah, second.
So potential salutatorian?
Yes, hopefully. I guess so. I've been trying, like, since my freshman year to always have, like, good grades. It's because I've, like, the college that I want to go to, UTK, I think I think it's like a 3.8 GPA you need to have. So I've been trying to maintain like a good GPA. And yeah, I hope that I'll be able to get into that school for my engineering.
So you want to do engineering?
Yeah.
Like you don't find a lot of high school kids. But especially like I hear this all the time, like we need more female engineers. Like what made you think about engineering?
Well, when I was young, like at a young age, I would always help my dad, and he does like construction. So every time he's always asking for help, I always help him building stuff. So I think that's what interested me. And then the fact that I'm really good at math and I find math fun, I thought that engineering would be the best for me.
Yeah. I mean, if you're good at math, that's perfect. Yeah. So do you know what type of engineering, like maybe structural, or are you just open to any?
I'm just open right now. I'm still thinking about that.
Yeah, good. So I heard also that the other day you guys had to speak in front of a pretty large crowd.
Yesterday.
Yes. Well, tell us about what that was.
Well, for me, it was a very...
What was the event? What?
It was a alumni assembly for homecoming. It was where they were going to present the winners for the homecoming court. Mm-hmm. Court. For me, it was an unexpected call. It was at my house watching TV or something. And I got this random call. No, I actually got a message from her through her band, which is the app that we use to communicate with our leadership team. And she said, Miss Franklin wants to talk to you about something. Miss Franklin's one of our, I don't know what she does here at Howard, but.
Like one of the leadership sponsors.
She's a dean, isn't she?
I think she's a dean.
Yeah.
She was in charge of getting the students up for this. And I called her. I remember I called her and I say, yes, ma'am. And then she said, I want you to give out this welcoming speech for our assembly. And I was like, okay. And that was really it. And then we met that the next day and she gave me the speech and I just went back home and practiced it. And yesterday I managed to give it out to the public.
Yeah. Good. Brenda, you had a part in that too?
Well, it's like a tradition that we do every year. Our homecoming week, they like to bring our, like some speakers. Some of the speakers were past valedictorians, I think. And then like special people who actually study at this school who have something to say to the students who are here now.
there are a lot of people that have walked through the halls of Howard.
Oh, yes, right. I think Howard has a very rich and beautiful history. It's been 160 years since Howard was founded. Many generations. My parents own a grocery store, and many of our customers were attended here at Howard. So it's just beautiful to see how Howard gets to build these communities.
Was there anyone that said something in that assembly that you're like, oh, that makes sense?
It was a very diverse set of speeches, different generations. Some of them had to go to certain type of segregation or the rough times. I mean, our school year, it's different from what they have to live through.
I've always thought like one of the stories of Howard that's like really inspirational is to think back during the civil rights movement that a group of kids here went and led the sit-ins at downtown restaurants, right? And so it kind of ties it back to the leadership that you guys are doing here, right? It's meaningful. Like it's not just a high school leadership team that gets elected by friends and then doesn't really do anything. You guys are active.
You know, we try to stay active. I mean, for me, being in leadership is not just being in a group of intelligent students. It's more about that. I mean, it's representing the community, representing the school, and just go out there and spread what Howard's about.
Yeah. If you could tell the community, like, this is what is best about Howard, or maybe what I liked most about my experience at Howard, what is it that you think the community maybe doesn't know about Howard that would be important for people to know?
The opportunities, like there's a lot of students here who their first language isn't English and they speak Spanish, and they help them a lot. Like the ENL classes that we have here, it gives them the opportunity to actually learn English so then they can have like a better future, like finding jobs and everything. I think that really stood out to me. And the Future Ready Institutes that help the students like get a job after school. I think that's about it. And the leadership as well, that helps us like visit, like they give us the opportunity to visit colleges to see where we would like to go.
Yeah, and adding on to that, Howard gets a lot of opportunities and not many people know about what Howard's about, because we are often judged by the reputation we have outside of the school. To be honest, I wasn't coming to Howard due to the reputation and that I heard on my middle school. But so let's give it a try. And Howard's a completely different story than what many people think.
Yeah, I think that's like super important, right? Mm-hmm. It's like what you thought it was before you came in and what you've actually experienced.
Howard really focus on their students. Everything they do here is based on what's better for the students and how can they push them further. Like you said, we have a lot of newcomers here, and we have special classes for that, which are called newcomers. Mm-hmm. They focus on teaching them in English and make sure they're comfortable here. It's very tolerant school, I guess.
Yeah,
it's welcoming, and it makes us feel like we're all, like we all matter. It might seem like to some students it might not. Well, there's like a lot of quiet students, but they find a way to have all of us like make us feel welcome.
Yeah,
by like giving us like incentives and ways that we could interact with each other and connect.
They're always trying to keep us. They find a way to keep us attracted to studying.
I guess
that's a way to say it. Yeah. They, like Dr. Ware, our principal, always says, every morning she reminds the teachers to check for understanding, which is, I believe, it's a main factor for students to be able to learn, because not all students learn at the same pace. She makes sure every teacher goes at the rate of each student.
Yeah.
And make sure not that any student is left behind.
Yeah. I want to thank you guys. This is a great way to start this episode. And not only just for highlighting kids in Hamilton County, you know, second year class, wanting to go to into engineering, involved in leadership, involved in welding program. Know you want to go to college. Don't know where yet, but that's pretty awesome. But I think what it also highlights is when you think about that tradition of Howard, it's not just kids that were doing amazing things 60 and 70 years ago during the civil rights, but you guys are like really living that tradition and keeping that tradition of Howard leadership. And when you say the Howard School and think about all the great alumni, you hear in about 10 or 15 years, I think you guys are going to be coming back speaking at that assembly as two of the newer great alumnus from Howard. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for what you're doing. Good luck next year. If you need help, let us know, but you're going to do awesome and hope that that last year of welding leads you to where you want to go.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome back to Let's Talk HCS. I'm here with Molly Carter, who is a freshman at Lookout Valley Middle High School. Thanks for coming on, Molly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you are a freshman. Do you feel like you're at a new school, or does it feel like the same from the middle of the high school?
It feels the same. It feels like I've just been here forever.
Yeah. Tell me about your middle school experience. What are the things that you enjoyed? What are you looking forward to about high school?
I think I enjoyed the new environment. I was in, elementary school for a good time. I feel like the change of having new teachers, new friends really, made the experience better, made me, realize some things, made me get more involved into the school. And I just feel like middle school really changed my life, but in a good way.
And you've been in Lookout Valley kindergarten all the way to now, right? Yeah. Or Cal Valley Elementary to the middle school, now the high school. A lot of connections with friends, I would assume, yep, that are still here.
Yeah, I am friends with mainly half of my class that has just been here with me since kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the things that you're most interested in? Is it academics? Is it sports? Is it cheerleading? What are you most into?
I'm most into sports. I've played sports since second grade. I've always been interested in, just moving around and having fun. So sports has always been a part of my life, and going into middle school and high school, it's just, it's really made my experience at Lookout Valley 10 times better.
One of the things that we talk about, I wonder if you would agree with this, is that if you get kids connected in high school, meaning like if they're into band, if they're into softball, if they're into baseball, they're going to want to come to school more and they're going to want to do well. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I think that through sports, we all connect together. I have made some really good friends through sports. I have, I would say I've become maybe even a better person through sports. And I think people coming to Lookout Valley for sports, yeah, it's a good thing. But I feel like the experience with other people will be, it's just 10 times better. So I think the people in the sports is just...
That's interesting. So you said that you feel like you've become a better person. In what ways? Like, how has sports helped you there?
I feel like I've learned how to deal with sadness through... I had an injury in middle school. So through, having to watch the game from afar.
I always thought like being a teammate helps you be a better friend. Helped you like learn how to work through tough times. Like, do you agree with that?
Yeah. In the game, you have to always stay connected. You have to always make sure you guys are, doing the same thing, making sure you're on the same track. So I feel like through that, you can really just connect well and make sure and like really use communication. And that makes just the outside friendships better, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I always think, Lookout Valley is kind of like this hidden little gem in Hamilton County because it's a little bit geographically separated. It's a small school. Do you like that it's a small school, or what do you like most about Lookout Valley?
I like that it's a small school. I like that I know most people that I see. I think that everybody here likes it. I mean, yeah, there's some difficulties, if you had drama or anything, but I feel like being such a small school makes us connect better. It makes us, closer. It makes us seem like we're just really connected. Like, even though we're so small, our connection so big. So
how could we help you, like, as adults? I mean, what we talk about being connected a lot. Are there things that we could do better to help you stay connected with your friends in a positive way?
I feel like, I really don't think so. I feel like the only way that people can't be connected is through drama. And I feel like that just happens naturally. Like, teachers can't really do much about that. So I feel like, no, I feel like the teachers, they're doing their best on what they need to do here. And I feel like what they're doing is really good.
Speaking of teachers, do you have any favorite teachers at Lookout Valley, or shouldn't we avoid talking about your favorite?
I do have a favorite teacher. His name is Mr. Talpa. He was my sixth grade ELA and social studies teacher, and he has been my best friend ever since.
Yeah. What about Mr. Talpa, like, makes you connect with him?
He is very close to my age whenever he started teaching us. I feel like that brought, it was his first year teaching. He was still new to it, but I feel like our group really showed him how to get in the groove of things. I've always felt like I could connect with him. I could tell him my problems. I could, you know, I could be myself around him. I feel like he really just has, he started off my middle school year perfectly.
Yeah.
With providing support.
Good. We talk also a lot about trying to help kids build positive connections with each other. Mm-hmm. We do advisories. I think y'all do directed studies here at Lookout Valley. Sometimes I think with especially with high school kids, we don't do a good job of helping them work through issues productively. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we either solve the problem for them, or we let things go on too long. Do you agree with that? Or do you think the adults could do something different to help?
I feel like some teachers do, you know, help a lot and provide a little extra support than the students need. But I feel like that mainly the teachers here, I feel like they provide the support that, enough support that we need, that still gives us a challenge to learn and to, you know, become better people, but still helps us as in teaching us and in showing us the ways in life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Have you started thinking about, like, what you're going to do after high school? I know you're just a freshman, so that sounds like forever away, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea of what you want to do?
I'm still on the thought of it. I don't know if I still want to play sports after high school. I don't know if I want to go into the medical field. I know I do want to help people, like, with their mental health or with their physical health. I've always just found interest in it. So maybe that's something that I'm going to go down.
Yeah. What I love the way you said that, it's like just finding something where you can help people. So you can do that through a number of different ways. You could do it through, you know, the medical field, like your mom,
yeah,
be a teacher, right?
I mean,
that is definitely something. What in the next 3 years, I guess 3.5 years, for when you're almost a semester into your high school, at the end of it, like, if you were like, man, I was successful, I did a good job in high school, what do you think that would look like for you?
I feel like I would definitely go with the path of medical field, if that makes, like, I would definitely make sure I still go on the path of successfulness and that I would keep it up. And I would still go to college. I would graduate college and I would just make sure I still keep my academical support up and that I still stay in that good area of being able to, you know,
yeah,
stay more educated.
Yeah. So you're kind of unique in that kindergarten through 12th grade, you've kind of been in the same feeder pattern, right? From that time, if you were to give us adults some advice on how to maybe better interact with kids or how to be more helpful to kids, is there anything that stands out to you of like, man, y'all could do this better?
I think to really pay attention to your students' mental health. I feel like that plays a really big role. I've seen many students in middle school struggle with their mental health, struggle with, you know, getting through the days. And I feel like teachers can't do much about that, but they can notice it and they can, you know, say something about it, go in a good path. I think just noticing your students when they're in the need of help or in the need of somebody to talk to, I think that is one thing that teachers could, you know.
Yeah. Pay attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have real conversations, I guess.
Yeah. To just pay attention to your students.
Do you think your friends would give any different advice?
I don't think so. I think all of us have noticed that, and I feel like we would all agree on that.
Okay. Remind me what sports you're playing.
I play cheer and volleyball.
Okay. So volleyball season is almost...
It's almost over. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you all have a good season or...
Yeah, we've had a pretty good season.
Yeah, good. Good. So I want to circle back and say it for the people that are listening. We put it together that I worked with your mom 16 years ago when you were not even born yet at Lookout Valley Elementary. Do you have any, you want to say anything to your mom or give her a hard time?
I love you.
No, your mom, great teacher. There are a ton of great teachers at Lookout Valley Elementary. And we were talking about all the ones that came through there, but she was in this core group of people when I was there and I was really young and didn't know a lot about elementary and they helped me so much and had such a good experience. I think what is great about Lookout Valley is this tight-knit community, right? Not only in the school, but also externally.
Yeah.
What would you, to someone that lives in Hamilton County that doesn't know about Lookout Valley, what's something that you would be like, man, I wish that they knew this about our community?
That even though we're such a small school that we all see each other, we're all tight, we all love each other. I know it's sometimes hard in bigger schools that you don't really get the opportunity to meet somebody or talk to somebody that you want to, but in Lookout Valley you can talk to anybody and they'll know your first and last name. So I feel like Lookout Valley is just a really tight school and it's really fun. It's just fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Molly, thanks for talking to us. I'm glad that your freshman year has gotten off to a good start.
Mm-hmm.
I made it through this entire thing and didn't call you Madison once, right? It's pretty good. Yeah, it's good. But thanks again for joining us. I hope that the rest of your high school experience is amazing. I really do think Lookout Valley is a good place to be and you guys are creating something really special here. So thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Welcome back to Let's Talk HCS. I'm here with our two newest student board members, Star Saeed, Ootowah High School senior, Ryan Jenkins, Saadi Daisy High School senior. So this episode, we're kind of talking about experiences of students in Hamilton County, but highlighting some really just high quality kids in our district. A lot of times we don't get enough publicity around the things that are going well, and especially the students that are really shining in our district. I want to start with newest board members. So you guys were elected by the Student Leadership Council. You've been on it for 2 years to represent them and all 45,000 kids as the student board members. Talk a little bit about, you know, maybe why you wanted to do that, but what it also means to you to be the two that are representing such a large district.
I really just wanted to represent the people who didn't feel represented. For example, the ESL kids, anybody who felt like their voice wasn't heard.
Yeah, good.
I'll talk about, I just wanted to give students like an avenue to have a voice because being students, we have so many conversations with students who have opinions on stuff, but they don't know how to go about like making the change. So being able to kind of be that connection between the two is what motivated me.
we've been going around for the last 2 years doing these listen and lead and learn sessions where we just sit and talk to kids. One thing that's always interesting to me is kind of what you said of sometimes kids don't feel like their voice is heard. But we really want to hear it. What do you guys think that we could do a better job of making sure student voices are heard, not only at Sidey Daisy and Ooltewah, but across the district?
I think just being in the schools and just being accessible, and even if it's not you physically, but showing students like how they can reach out and how they can stay connected and stuff like that.
Being a known presence, somebody they feel comfortable speaking to, somebody they're able to recognize.
Do y'all feel like y'all have got those avenues at Ooltewah and Sidey Daisy?
I think so, yes.
Give me an example of like what that looks like, or maybe even a time where you guys as a student body went to the administration and made a change.
Well, one thing is I was just walking down the hallway one day and I saw you, and being on the leadership council, I knew I was just able to walk over to you and have a conversation. And I think me being on the council and doing that also shows students that if I can approach you, then anyone can. So just kind of having those relationships in the schools with students, I think is helpful.
Any changes at Ooltewah specific, like with the administration there, of maybe a time? I always hear about dress code, like kids get upset about dress code, or, you know, lunch schedule, about where you can eat lunch. Is there any time that y'all have been able to make a change at your individual schools?
Well, our change this year was seniors were really upset that they weren't able to paint their parking spots. So a few of them got together and went to Mr. Mullins and convinced him somehow to let us paint our parking spots. So that was nice.
Good.
A change we made was with homecoming dress up days, and we've had Decades Day so long but so few people participate, people just kind of assumed it was a tradition. So we were able to go to the administration as students and say that we wanted it to be changed, and it wasn't that people wanted it to stay, they just didn't realize that students didn't participate in it. So I think just having that conversation was powerful enough, and helping them realize how students feel about it was powerful enough to kind of change it.
Good. One thing I talk often about is I want students across this county to have a great experience, kindergarten through 12th grade. When I say great experience, what does that mean to you? Like at the end of your senior year, if you're like, man, I had a great senior year, what are the things that would have to be true about the next 7 or 8 months?
I think it's about the relationships that you have, you know, this idea that you can come to school every day and you can like feel accepted and feel welcomed and have friends, you know, you can go talk to, have teachers, you know, that believe in you. Like we've been talking about, having an administration that, you know, is accessible and just kind of like foster a really good community.
Definitely a sense of community, but also a sense of readiness. I know we discussed this with the Student Leadership Council a little bit. Just having the teachers who, you know, you can reach out to ask questions about anything, the teachers who helped you out in looking for new jobs, applying to colleges, just so you know that you are prepared for what's next.
Readiness is a big deal. I mean, you guys are, I would assume, in the midst of making college decisions, which means you're pretty close to thinking about your major, things like that. Do you feel like Sidey Daisy and Ooltewah have prepared you for where you want to go?
Yes and no. Our college counselors are amazing, but I do feel like we can start discussing our options a little bit earlier. We started junior year-ish, and I feel like if we had started speaking a little bit more about major opportunities, scholarships, things like that, sophomore year, maybe that would have prepared a lot of people better.
Yeah. I think that's something that Sidey Daisy High School does really well. We have an amazing college office, but we also have like elective pathways. So I'm in the criminal justice pathway. So since I've been a freshman, we've had like speakers come in and talk about that field, mm-hmm. and a lot of hands-on experiences. And I forget how many options we have specifically, but just kind of having that like customized pathway in high school, I feel like that's been big on helping prepare us to decide what we want to do after college.
So when you say that, is it prepare you like for multiple paths, like in that pathway? Do you have some friends that are maybe looking to go right into the workforce, some that are wanting to go to four-year college? What are most of your friends thinking there?
Yeah, I'd say it's a variety of options. I know they've talked about once we graduate high school, if we want to go right into like the sheriff's office with the criminal justice pathway, that's an option. But also, what does it look like in college, and what should you do in college if this is the field you want to go into? And also, I know when you say criminal justice, people think just like police and like the sheriff's office and stuff like that, but it's also really just like a general idea. So it really like having those pathways opens up a lot of opportunities with students.
Sometimes I think in Chattanooga, we don't do a great job of like telling the stories of individual high schools, right? Is there something that like when you think of your 9 through 12 experience at Ootawa or at Sidey Daisy where you're really proud of something that your class did or really proud of something that your school did that maybe the general public wouldn't even know about?
I'd say, I know all teachers care, but the caring nature at Ootawa, you can go to any teacher. Like, everyone has their teacher. Everyone has the person who they can go to when they are not having a good day or anything like that. They, our teachers, make an effort to make relationships.
Do you have one you can give a shout out to? Like, who is yours?
Miss Langford and Mr. Miller. Okay. They're definitely good. Great teachers.
I think Sidey Daisy just has a really good community. And as you go in, you kind of, you know, become equipped with the nature of community that we have, because I feel like it's almost expected in a good way. And I like how accessible the adults in the building have been. Like Miss Cass is someone, the principal, she's someone in the commons we can go talk to. Like, she's just usually sitting at a table and she's always approachable. If we have an idea, a question, even a complaint, just anything like that, she's always been really accessible to talk to.
Yeah. So, when you think about your generation, I'm obviously a few generations removed from y'all. Sometimes I think there's a lot of misconceptions about kids today, right? I mean, what are the like if you could tell the adults, whether it's people like me, whether it's just people out in the community, What is true about your generation? Like there are some falsehoods going out there, but I think there's a lot of really important things. What I've learned from student leadership the last couple of years is you guys, this generation seems to really be more understanding and, passionate about advocating for your fellow students. What is it about your generation that maybe you'd want the general public to know?
I think a lot of people don't realize, and it's simple, but it's just the idea that we still want to get stuff done. I know a lot of people talk about technology and stuff like that, how that's taken away like the motivation of students to do anything. But I think we also have the advantage of seeing how technology is a tool and how useful it can be. And we can still, go into a room with adults like we've done as student representatives and build a case, represent the students of the county as a whole, but still be respectful and like educated while doing it.
I'd say the same thing, motivation or lack thereof, and technology as well. During COVID times when I couldn't go out and I couldn't see anybody, I think I made more relationships during that time frame than I ever have in my life.
You guys would have been in sixth grade, right?
Yep.
That was a interesting time.
Yeah,
definitely was.
What did you learn anything from that? So you said you made better connections. Is there anything you look back and like, well, it maybe wasn't the most fun second semester of sixth grade, but something that maybe you learned or you enjoyed about that?
I'll kind of go back to just like the sense of community that we had. I was at Sidey Daisy Middle School at the time, and that would have been such an easy time that people could have just kind of checked out and given up. But I think back to my classes and it was still like a teacher and almost, if not a full classroom every single day. And maybe it wasn't like a traditional lesson every single day, but still just having that accessibility and someone and classmates to talk to, I feel like was really impactful.
I was in a private school at the time, so I wasn't in Hamilton County Schools per se, but yeah, we had teachers who would ask about us, our days. Everybody was struggling at that time being holed up at home. So having teachers who cared.
Yeah. So when you think, I want to go back to your roles on the board, right? You're not a voting member, but your voice matters. I think that the adults in the room are going to look to you to put in, you know, have some input to have your voices heard. Do you feel a little bit of pressure with that, or like, are you excited about it?
I'd say you can definitely feel like the weight that we carry, because we still have to represent all students of Hamilton County Schools, and know, you know, we won't be able to make contact with every single one, but it's just this idea of what can we do with the students as a whole best interest in mind, because what I experience at SciDaisy is not the same as to what somebody experiences on the opposite end of the county. So I think it's kind of not just thinking about myself and my community, but thinking about Hamilton County as a whole. That's definitely the biggest weight that we carry, in my opinion.
I was definitely nervous. That was shaking my posture, even when I wasn't at the very front. But I also realized that there's so much going on during these meetings that nobody's really worried about how far back I'm hunched up.
Your posture doesn't matter. That's good. There's a lot of going on, and I'm going to be interested to see at the end. It even took me a minute when I had to sit through those meetings at the beginning to like fully understand what was happening. Did it take, like, as you were going, were you kind of like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I had to text Rachel a few times, ask her what we were talking about.
It'll, the more you do it, I think the more you'll kind of get the flow of what's happening and how it's going. So you guys think, if you've got any questions for me, I've got a kind of final question. If you think out 10 years, right, 10 years, you guys are going to be in your late 20s. You'll be old then. What do you hope for yourself like 10 years from now? If you could be like, this is me at my best in 10 years, what do you see yourself doing? Do you see yourself back in Chattanooga? What profession? Whole gamut.
I hope I am working on my doctorate. I plan to go into politics, whether that's campaigning or running for local elections. But I plan to go and get my bachelor's in political science and international relations and hopefully pursue that further.
Yeah. Would your doctorate in the same thing or like something?
Same thing.
Okay.
I want to stay in Tennessee the whole time, but I see myself going to college around Nashville so I can get an internship at the state capitol and do something at the state level of government. But I see myself coming back to Hamilton County and getting involved in the administrative side of government and being able to help people on a daily basis.
So both of you kind of mentioned somewhat like politics and even local politics. Has that been a long time y'all have been interested? Is it something that recently?
I've always been interested in criminal justice, whether that was social work.
I've always been really involved in my community since I was really young. And I feel like in doing that was when I realized, you know, kind of the power that comes with politics and what you can do in a community, like seeing the different local leaders and stuff like that and what they've been capable of doing. So I feel like that's motivated me to get involved as well.
Good. What haven't we talked about that you think is like really important for your peers across the county to hear, or, you know, questions that we should be asking that we haven't?
I think talking about uniting the students of Hamilton County as a whole and kind of, you know, taking away this idea that, you know, my individual school has to be the best. Well, that's a good mindset to have. You know, at the end of the day, every single student in the Hamilton County school system is still connected by that one system. So I think like having that mindset and doing that in the best way is kind of an idea that could be looked at.
Yep.
I agree with that.
I appreciate both of you, not only for your willingness to serve on the school board, but for the last 2 years, year and a half, the work that you guys have been doing on Student Leadership Council. That's, I think, you both would say probably an opportunity for you, but it's been so helpful for me. Oftentimes I don't get to have those like really honest conversations with students. And it's been helpful for us to think differently about our leadership, to think about how we better support kids. And you guys have been a part of that and have been, you know, very, very authentic in those conversations. You have anything there as we end this segment to think about, you know, Student Leadership Council, what it means, what it's done, how we could do it better, anything around just that piece?
It's definitely been a great opportunity to work with everyone. I would like students to know that we are there if they have any concerns, if they think that anything is like majorly affecting Hamilton County schools, so that they can speak to us and we can bring it to the next meeting.
I think it's very valuable having two students from each high school, because I feel like that puts us in a room with students who we wouldn't typically see if we didn't have this council. But also I think we need to continue to look at how can we be accessible to Hamilton County students as a whole. And how do we like carry out that representation as student representatives?
Yeah, I hear you. I think that is something maybe we should think about, right? Is like kids know you at Ottawa, kids know you at Soddy Daisy. Same would be true of all the other high schools that have representatives coming. But maybe we should have some of the meetings in other high schools and think about how we give y'all experiences in those settings. I think that's something that we could definitely pull off. So again, I want to say thank you to both of you. I think y'all both just have a ton of talent, a ton of potential. I'm excited for you to serve on this board, but I'm even more excited to hear you both say that in 10 years, in some capacity, hopefully you're back in Chattanooga. We need more young talent that, you know, going out and getting an education, going out and get training, but are willing to come back and serve in this community. I say this all the time. We have so many amazing students in this county, and you two represent some of the best. So thank you for what you're doing at Soddy Daisy, what you're doing at Ottawa, but for the perspective that you bring, that it matters more to represent this entire county. I think that's a very wise perspective to have, and one that you don't often see from seniors in high school. So thank you for what you're doing. So we're ending this podcast. I need to ask you, where do you get your podcasts?
Apple.
I'm a Spotify.
All right. So you can listen to it wherever your podcast, Apple, Spotify. Remember, if you have opinions or if you have topics that you want us to talk about, please send that in to hcscommunications@hcd.org. Thank you.